So how many of you are feeling a little bit encouraged today? And how many of you are feeling discouraged today? Even in spite of all that is going on in this world around us, lately I've been more encouraged than I've been in a long time. And I'll explain why in just a moment.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. It's been almost 4 years ago since we began the program Truth to Ponder. It started in the midst of a pandemic and a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of things that didn't make sense, and a lot of people, well, very much afraid. And that's when God laid on my heart to begin this program to try to sort through all the noise and get to some level of truth. And that's why the program Truth to Ponder. Now, I know for many of you in recent days have, well, felt abandoned because we had to shorten the time from 1 hour to a half hour. And there were a number of reasons, and I really need to explain it to you today. It was not an easy decision, but with everything that I have going and need to do, and also in taking care of some health matters along the way, the amount of time it was taking to produce a one-hour program was really beginning to take its toll on me mentally and physically. And it was beginning to intrude into my spiritual life as well. So I came to this point that something had to give. I prayed about it. My church that we are starting, I need to spend a lot of time with it. Even though I do have plans for its future, having an associate pastor there as well, even though it's a small congregation, I think God is raising up an individual that'll be a great asset to me. There's some other things that God has laid on my heart. Some other churches that need to be built, other ministries that need to be encouraged and developed, not things that I need to run forever or really be intimately involved with for any long period of time, but God has just said you need to, well, get started on things that others will be raised up to assist. And doing the radio program in and of itself, it's been a joy, and it still is, and it will continue to be. And who knows, maybe things will change several months from now. And maybe it can go back to an hour. But for now, this has been a great help for me physically, mentally, and spiritually to do this program. It means I've got to shove a lot of content in a shorter amount of time, which also allows me to be a little bit more, well, picky about what I share. And today I just want to get away from the news headlines just a little bit. I know there's plenty of politics out there. I know there's a lot going on. I know it's going to be rough sailing ahead. I mentioned that yesterday here in the United States between now and November and then November to January. Anything could happen. We've learned that less than a week ago. Anything can happen. And so I have to look for things that are, well, more eternal, more important than just day-to-day politics. Sure, we have to deal with things. We do. But there, I think we sacrifice some important things in the process. And so I just want to share some thoughts from my heart today, where things are at, where my mind is at, what I think is going to be happening in the future, and what God is laying on my heart to do. And I need to pray for me, and you need to be asking yourself the same question. What does God have in store for me today? What does God want me to do today that I'm not doing and haven't gotten around to? And there's a lot of you out there that need to ask that question. And we're going to walk through it today. I mentioned earlier this week that I had preached a message last Sunday on the 14th in Vero Beach, Florida. And it was recorded. There's also a video of it if you'd like to see that instead. And I want to share it with you, my audience. And I think what I plan to do is to either Monday and Tuesday or Monday, Tuesday, and probably Thursday, because I have something already booked for Wednesday, to take that message and break it up into two or three bite-sized pieces that you can listen to. And I think you're going to find it an immense encouragement. Let me just put it this way. When I got up to the podium to speak, I really didn't know what I was going to say. God had laid a few things on my heart to share with the congregation, a few scriptures, and I didn't know if that would propel me long enough to even be worth my time there. This was a very strange week. Normally, I feel a message coming on early, and it develops gradually in the back of my mind, and by the time Sunday comes, it's all coming together, and then I step out and I speak and I preach. This was very different. And what I understand in my mind now, there were people there that had specific needs. And I was sensitive enough to recognize, and the message was, shall we say, modified to meet the need of that congregation where many of those people were that day. And I just experienced just one of the greatest blessings of my life. And I do want to share that message with you next week, whether it's over 2 days or even a third, it all depends. But there's a lot in that message, and I pray that you'll receive it, be blessed by it, encouraged by it, and maybe even your life changed by it. And really, that's one of the greatest purposes of doing a radio program like Truth to Ponder. You know, there's so many news programs out there. You know, there's like a million some odd podcasts out there today, a million of them. Some are not active, but it's a lot of noise to overcome to get a program like this to a pair of ears. It really is. And then, you know, just being another voice on radio, it's not as easy. There are many countless great radio programs out there. I choose to use the shortwave venue for broadcast over terrestrial broadcasting, though with the little radio station we will build in Southwest Virginia in the not-too-distant future, it'll give me an opportunity to share messages and God's Word, spending more time away from politics and getting back to the pastor side of me to share on that station and maybe beyond. It all depends, whatever door God opens. But I want to share why I'm encouraged today. I know that we could have a great shaking any day. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be next month. It could be this year or early next. It's coming. And it's going to really, it's going to really hurt a lot of people that are not prepared. And that's why I can encourage people, if your faith is lacking, if your attendance in church is lacking, if your participation is not there, whether it's a church online or a church in person, now I know there are places or people they can't get to. I understand all the demands today. I get it. But you cannot disfellowship yourself. I made that mistake for a period of my life, and I paid dearly for it. And I don't want you to experience the same pains and anguish and the process of restoration I had to go through. So I'm letting you know now, today is the day, this is the hour to listen to what I have to say. So let me share some of the things that are going on in the background. Well, we still have the radio program. Once again, this program is being produced this week and next and probably even into the week after from Florida. And we are down here dealing with some very urgent family matters. Your prayers are much appreciated. It's a lot more than I was bargaining for, so to speak, when we came here. Plus, I have some technical things that I'm trying to get done. And in the middle of all this, having the opportunity to preach opened up a couple of other doors I never expected. You know, God works that way. When you think you got a lot of this and that to do, opportunity jumps in the middle of it. And praise be to God for that. This past Sunday, I had a chance to meet some people, some I haven't seen in 8-9 years or longer. I've lived in Florida before, and I hope to also visit the west coast of Florida, maybe find a day or two. I have family on the other coast that I really need to see, and we're going to try to make the time to do that if we can. We really need to. We really, really need to. But I met a guy. And I'm not going to give all the detail, but this guy, very talented, and he ran into some difficulties in life in the interim time that I knew him, 8-9 years ago, and lost touch with him for several years. And he had gone through some really bad times, and he's still digging himself out today. And he'll be the first to tell you that when you get away from walking where God wants you to walk, and you start doing it on your own power, you're asking for trouble. And he did, and he paid a very high price for it. But just like David, King David, the psalmist who said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." I'm watching my friend coming to a new place in life, and probably he may not be as wealthy as he once was when it's all said and done, but he's going to be a much happier individual and doing a lot more, not just for himself, but for the kingdom of God. After the church service, he has a small office in downtown Vero Beach that was given to him by a friend who has other things going on in terms of politics, public relations, but a great Christian guy. That's what he is foremost. And he opened up a place for my friend to begin to rebuild his career and his life. And he wanted me to come by his office because currently he is designing new logos for Truth to Ponder and also for the new radio station that'll be in Southwest Florida. He's got a talent in that area, among many others. And I asked him, you know, what it would take, and he made me an offer I couldn't refuse price-wise. I know what it takes to get good graphic artwork. It's not cheap, and I am not a graphic artist, believe me. And I have another listener that's also putting some stuff together that I plan to use as well. We're going to be able to deal with this on multiple fronts. You know, areas that I'm not good at, a lot of you are. Now, I want to share this little story, and this may or may not make sense to you. When I took on the responsibility a little over a year ago to start a church in Southwest Virginia in an existing building that had not been used in years, in a little quiet subdivision of 22 small little houses, off the beaten path, really off the beaten path, it was a challenge. We are surviving. And we stream the service online every Sunday. We're having some technical issues. We're going to be improving internet when I get back to make sure that it's vastly more reliable than it's been. We've had some issues of late. But in the downstairs area of the church, there's a fellowship hall and some office and room space. And one I'm setting aside for a children's ministry. And then the other two small rooms, you know, they could be classrooms. They could be they could be a lot of things. And God laid a vision on my heart to find some way maybe to use one room multi-purpose for the radio station and some video work. Well, doing video work is going to require a lot more expertise and time than I really have, but I saw this vision of how to use the two rooms. And I've been praying about it and thinking about it, but part of me also said to take one of the rooms and make it a usable office and conference room at the church, and the other room for the radio station. The smaller of the two rooms is all it needs. But what would happen to the other stuff that God laid on my heart? You know, even when I started doing this podcast way back in 2020, I'd really envisioned it to be a short video podcast of, you know, 10 to 15 minutes every few days. But it became a one-hour radio program. I've had this vision, and I thought about acquiring equipment. So when I'm getting the tour of this guy's office, he said, "Oh, you need to come to the back of the building here. I want to show you something." There, in the back of this building, in Vero Beach, is an entire video studio and video production facility with really outstanding equipment that I would never have considered being able to afford or buy. And next week, I am meeting with the individual that owns that office and all that space. And it's a guy that my friend says, "You two need to get together." You know, my goal is, we have been blessed to own a small house in Virginia and one in Florida. And we've spent a lot of time away from Florida, letting family stay at our home. And some will stay on. But God is laying on my heart, there are things to do down here. I may be turning 70 this year, but I'm not out of it. And I know I've got health issues, and God has just sustained me and carried me through every bit of it. Now, I've got immunotherapy coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we'll get there and we'll get through it. And if things continue as they are, I've got plenty of time to do a lot for the Lord, and I plan to do it. And I'm thinking, in the times that we are in Florida, this is not that far from home, about, 35, 40 minutes. What would happen if I could find a day a week when we are in Florida to do some video material for God's kingdom, some teaching material? Evergreen is the term I would use. In other words, it's not so dated that you have to play it now, but to start creating material to encourage and to equip the church when difficult times come. Not just this radio program, but to do it in video and even interview guests in a different medium. And this may be, I don't know how many of these we can create, but there's the place to do it and the people to do it and to edit it that I can't do. I mean, I can, but there's only so much of me to go around. I need to spend my time preparing and reading and studying God's word to be able to preach on a Sunday, to be able to do this radio program, not just as a newsman, but to put today's news into a biblical perspective more than I've been doing. And that is my goal going forward. And so I'm encouraged. I know there's a great shaking ahead. There is going to be rough waters ahead. It's going to be cloudy skies. It's going to be stormy weather. I know it. If anybody thinks that somehow electing the right politicians is going to make everything happy days are here again, don't buy it. Besides, if you really are in Christ, you know that we often face times of tribulation and persecution. And we need to count that as a blessing, not as a curse. I'm watching my friend's life and all that went wrong. I'm watching how God broke him down and now is building him back up bigger, stronger, and more faithful and more useful for the kingdom than ever. Maybe that's your story. I've got a family member going through some of the most traumatic times that you can imagine. And this is part of our reason for being in Florida. And it's going to take a lot of time, which means we do need to be down here a little bit more often than a week or two here and there every year. So life is going to change. And that's why we shorten the program. Like I say, maybe when things settle down, we can go back to an hour. The radio stations are accommodating. The price came down a little bit, but, it's still a significant amount, and we still need your support. But right now, more than anything, I need your prayers. I need a clear vision of what God is laying on my heart. There's so many things in front of me right now, so many opportunities. And these are opportunities for God's kingdom that I just cannot miss. These are opportunities that you can't miss. And what really is on my heart right now, what is God calling you to do? Is there something that you've left undone? And that's why in what I'm saying today, I'm trying to whet your appetite for what you will hear next week. I believe there's listeners out there. Many of you are in Christ and you're where you need to be, but the message will be an encouragement anyway. And there are those that feel like they're inadequate. There are those that feel like I have nothing to give, or I have sinned too greatly to be of any use to God's kingdom. There's nothing that I can't be restored. Don't believe that satanic lie. You can be. And I think one of the missions going forward, not just to give you truth about the news and the events of the day, but news from the Bible, the good news that really shows what the future is going to be. I think 2 Thessalonians is clear. We're living in a time of mass delusion and a mass falling away, waiting for that son of perdition to rise, the Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist is here. We see that declared in the scripture. The spirit of Antichrist is here. It has been here. It has been operating for 2,000 years. We've seen some good times and bad times and even worse times. But I think as time progresses, these bad times will become more and more global until the day of the Son of Perdition, when it engulfs all of the earth.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Now, as I've mentioned before, we are doing these programs from Florida, and today I'm using some very, very basic equipment to produce it, so it's hard to get the sound bites. Where I'm staying at today has got some really bad internet conductivity, And so getting sound bites and things that I like to use has not been an easy task since we arrived this past week. That hopefully will be remedied sometime, maybe next week. But I do know that the programs next week, Monday and Tuesday, perhaps even Thursday, will contain a message of encouragement. Wednesday, I've got somebody that I'm bringing on to help, and you're going to enjoy what he has to say. Really some good stuff. And I want to thank all of those that have helped me along the journey. I've got some material that I didn't even get a chance to use because of all the breaking stories this week. And I want to share some of that content next week. And as we get better developed again at our home base in Florida, then we can start getting back to a lot of what we normally can do and produce here on Truth to Ponder. You don't know how much your prayers mean to me each and every day. Your encouraging emails. I mean, I know some of you are upset. Oh, the program, I liked it when it was an hour. You could get a lot more stuff in. And yeah, it was a lot of work. You know, it's not just sitting down for an hour to do a program. There were 3, 4, and 5 hours in prep for each program, plus production time and distribution time and editing time. And I have no staff. I do it all. And so by cutting it back to a half hour, it has changed my life significantly. And it's given me the time to do some of these things that I've not been able to get to. And so just keep praying for me. And I think some of the things we'll be adding down the road in the not too distant future are going to be an asset to you, your family, and even your church. And if you don't have a church, well, maybe this will encourage you to either find one, or maybe somebody's bold enough to launch one. Maybe you've never done that. You don't have to be a super expert to launch a church. I mean, Jesus called fishermen, a tax collector, and others to do that work. He didn't call the qualified that were all trained and ready to do the job. He qualified them to do the job that he had set aside for them. And that's what I want to begin to encourage the church to do. Too much of the church has gone apostate. Too much of the church is making a mockery of the things of God. You know, we know in the United States, and it's worse in Canada, worse in Australia, worse across Europe and the United Kingdom. I mean, way worse. But it's bad enough that only 47% of the people in the United States have any kind of religious affiliation that they have any activity or connection to. And of that, it could be anything from being a Buddhist to being in one of the cults. It could be a number of things, or one of the churches that have gone thoroughly apostate and making a mockery of God's word. And then there are those that still go to a church that still believes. And we are now the absolute minority in this country. We really are. We have a lot of Christians in name only. We have a lot of churches that claim to be followers of Christ, but the book of Revelation makes it clear their lampstand is gone. They're not a part of Christ any longer. They're done. They're deceived. And they're promoting and celebrating the sins that God abhors. And if you're in such a church, you need to get out. I don't care if your grandma gave the stained glass window or the pew you sit in. Get out. Get out from among them and do not touch the unclean thing. And I will receive you, saith the Lord. It's time that Christians really took on the responsibility of being people of faith and not lazy. You know, there are a lot of people, they sing the hymn Standing on the Promises, but they're just sitting in the premises. They're not doing anything. It's time to be active. And God has a work for you, and you may not know it, but there's not a person that doesn't have something that they can do. And don't say, oh, I don't have talents. I could never preach. Well, not saying you have to. But there are those who can teach little children. There are those that can make sure things are ready in a church on a Sunday for the Sunday service. One of our listeners produces the bulletin now for my church in Virginia and does it from Ohio. Yeah, you'd be surprised the things you can do. You may not think it's a lot, but when a lot of people do a little, it becomes a lot. Trust me on that. Now, let me remind you, we stay on the radio because of your faithful financial support each and every month. Here we are, We are now past the middle of the month of July. Where did the month go? We could really use your help. You can visit our website, truth2ponder.com. We use Give, Send, Go, a Christian outfit. Great. You can find the link at the website. Or if you prefer, you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. The mailing address is Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. If you need to use PayPal, send me an email at bob@truth2ponder.com, and I can explain how you can use PayPal if you need to. Till next time, may God bless.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.